The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Some time back, there was a letter to the editor of one of our newspapers in this region which sadly expressed the lack of understanding of some people in our land. This man began by saying, quote, "Our state is under the spell of a myth, the myth of a Christian nation," end quote. He goes on to assert that most of our leading founding fathers were deists. In particular, he names Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and George Washington. He then goes on to define deism. He says, "Deism is a way of looking at the world and believing there's a God who created it, but then left things alone. In other words, no miracles, no Son of God, no divine intervention." He then quotes Ben Franklin with a statement he is supposed to have made in 1728, where he said, "The Infinite Father requires no worship or praise from us," end quote, supposedly. I fear this man represents some in America who simply misrepresent the facts about our founders, either by ignorance or by design. Why don't we do a novel thing? Let's let the founders speak for themselves. Wouldn't that be a different approach to education? As to our state being under the myth that we are a Christian nation, "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry stated in no uncertain terms, quote, "It cannot be emphasized too often or too strongly that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." Founding Father John Quincy Adams stated, "The highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It united in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity." The United States Supreme Court wrote in the 1892 case Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, quote, "Our institutions are emphatically Christian. This is a Christian nation," end quote. Wouldn't you say that it is ignorance personified to state that it's a myth to believe that America is a Christian nation? The letter to the editor boldly states that George Washington never wrote on the subject of Jesus or Christianity. Well, I beg to differ. From Washington's own journal come these words, quote, "Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb. Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ." Does that sound like one who has a religion that has no Son of God? I think not. As to Ben Franklin's supposed statement, if he made that statement, he would have been only 22 years of age. Later, at age 81 at the Constitutional Convention, he made the following statement at a moment when it looked like the convention would break apart. He stood and said, "In the contest with Britain, we had daily prayers in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. Have we now forgotten this powerful friend?" "I have lived, sir, a long time," Franklin said, "and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of man. I therefore move that prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberation be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business." James Madison then made the motion for prayer to be led by Christian ministers before they started their daily proceedings. These men were not deists, they were Christians. But the real issue is, did you know that, and are you teaching it to your children? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can check out Heritage Ministries' website at www.HeritageMinistriesKY.net. Until this same time next week, this is Don Pinson reminding you that God had a plan for America.